I don't know exactly what he's referring to. I mean, we fill out some different things. So there's a number of things he could be referring to, so I don't know exactly what he's talking about.
In the context of cutting Evan, and if players have some type of...
He never gave us a questionnaire about cutting Evan.
No. In the context of, meaning, like, if you have an issue you want to discuss, or you just want to let it be known, these questionnaires serve that purpose, where you can fill them out. And he's basically saying there is interaction with coaches and players on any potential issues.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, I interact with, you know, I can only speak from my perspective, and we, you know, I interact with him. Obviously, I interact way more with my position coach, with Billy Davis, with Az, but I definitely have an interaction with Chip and everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like there's an open door policy? If you had anything, you could walk in and have good without being labeled a troublemaker or.
100%. I mean, it's something. There's a way to go about things. You know what I mean? There's a proper way to do things. And you just have to kind of understand that.
Do you feel like the team supports decisions like these when high echelon, upper echelon players?
Well, I think we all understand that. We understand and agree with Chip that the team is more important than anybody. You know what I mean? And whatever Chip decides, management, whoever makes those decisions. The team is bigger, and that's what you stick to.
And can the team just consistently cut a guy of football caliber, fill in, and still be expected to be competitive the same
yeah,
way?
Yeah, the next guy's got to step up. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what the NFL's about. Everybody has an opportunity. I was a backup, and then Mario Williams got hurt, and then I got 11 sacks that year. So, I mean, this is what the whole league's about, is everybody has opportunities. You wait for your opportunity, and you take advantage of it.
Did you see it coming? Did you feel like Evan was probably going to get rid of
him? I mean, I had no idea. I knew he wasn't here, obviously, so you knew something might happen, but there's something, honestly, that you didn't really think about that much because he wasn't here.
Does it, having the situation pass now, does that make it easier for the team to move on?
It wasn't hard before, you know what I mean? Like I said, it was, I loved playing with Evan. Evan was great, but it wasn't hard before when he wasn't here, and it really seems like nothing's changed because he's still not here.
Thank you.
Connor, what are the goals that the team has to have for the three-day mini camp here, especially with as many new faces on the defense as this team has?
Well, you just try to build on the OTAs. I thought we had 10 really good OTAs, and then these are really not that much different, but you just try to finish strong, go into camp as a unit feeling confident, and go into the next 5 weeks off healthy and ready to really get in shape to come back ready to go.
You mentioned just a second ago that you've been a backup before and now you've had your chance and you've developed into a leadership position. How important is that as a player to come into camp as a coach for other players as well?
Well, I think everybody on this team is a leader in their own different way. And for me, I need to improve, everything that I do from, coverage to rushing the passer to, help coaching up younger guys, from coaching up Jordan to Marcus, to Travis, to helping BG, to BG helping me, all that stuff. We all need to work on each other and help each other get better.